Jack put the cloak on over his backpack. He pulled it around his shoulders and buttoned it at the neck. As the cloak fell down around his body, the soft, smooth cloth made him feel warm and safe.
"Ready?" said Annie.
"Yeah," said Jack.
He climbed on the stag's back behind Annie. The white stag slowly stood up. Annie leaned forward, putting her arms around its neck. Jack leaned forward, too, and held on to Annie, the red velvet cloak draped over both of them, falling past their feet. The white stag stepped gracefully over the frozen grass. He walked through the outer gate of the castle. He blew out a puff of air, then broke into a leaping run. Jack held on tightly to Annie as the stag dashed across a frost-covered field. He jumped over hedgerows and stone walls. He bounded across icy streams. Annie's braids floated on the wind. The red cloak billowed behind them. Jack was amazed at how easy it was to ride on the stag's back. He felt calm and safe as the stag sped like a white comet through the wintry countryside. The stag ran past flocks of sheep and herds of goats asleep in the meadows. He ran past thatched huts and quiet stables. The stag ran on and on through the starry night. Jack saw a cloud-covered mountain range in the distance. When they came close to the craggy mountains, Jack was sure the stag would stop. But he galloped on, not even breaking his stride as he started up a rocky slope. The stag finally came to a halt on the ledge of a steep cliff. In a windy swirl of fog and cloud, he knelt to the ground, and Jack and Annie slid off his back. The stag stood up. He stared down at them with his glowing amber eyes.
"Thank you," said Annie. "Do you have to leave now?"
The stag lowered his head and raised it again. He blew out a frosty puff of air, then leaped away, vanishing into the mist.
"Bye,"
Annie said wistfully. She stared into the mist for a moment, then turned to Jack.
"What do we do now?"
"I don't know," said Jack. "Let's read the three rhymes again."
He reached under the red cloak and pulled off his pack. He took out his notebook and started to read the first rhyme.
"Beyond the iron gate."
"Jack,"
interrupted Annie.
"Look."
Jack looked up. The wind had blown away some of the fog. Beyond the cliff rose another mountain. A huge gate was built into its side. A pale light shone between the gate's thick iron bars. Two knights in gold armor stood guard under flaming torches.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack. "That's it, the iron gate," said Annie. "If we pass through that gate, we'll be in the other world."